Welcome to the B2B Influence Spotlight on Industry Game Changers podcast. I'm Paula Keoki, founder and CEO of Outward Media. Outward Media is a trusted data partner to Fortune 2000 businesses and startups alike. We provide the highest quality audience data to fuel engaged, integrated, omnichannel campaigns. Our mission is to deliver real data, real results, and invaluable reach to real people. Welcome, everyone. I'm Paula Keoki, CEO of Outward Media, and today we have Katie Meyer for the B2B Influence podcast. She is the CEO of Moonlight Lab Productions, right?
Moonlight Productions, yep.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't think in my history people have ever thought, Katie, about events being tied to KPIs or outcomes or moving the needle for, in particular, for B2B marketing. But that's fastly changing, and I know we've had chatted about it a little. So I'm going to ask you this question. From your experience, where do you think events fit best within the sales funnel, since you're being judged by that? Would you think they're more effective for top-of-the-funnel awareness, mid-funnel, or bottom-funnel conversion?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think to your note too, that you just mentioned, like, I think events are becoming such a key moment within both sales and marketing for internal brands and teams. So we're seeing it honestly throughout, like, top, middle, mid-funnel engagement and bottom. I think a few examples of that, like at the top funnel, like large conferences and activations can help to drive impressions and new customers and audiences. And then at the mid and like bottom funnel aspect, like driving more intimate experiences, I think are something we're actually starting to see a ton of. A lot of people have been doing like conferences, trade shows, even brand activations are starting to become popular. But what we've seen, and I'm sure you've seen it as well with a lot of brands, is actually finding that more intimate sense of community. A lot of brands in retail, beauty, you name it, are doing, you'll see them do a big launch, like a big product launch, and they'll maybe show up at a trade show here, and maybe they'll do their own little like conference or something there. But then the big moments that you're really seeing people drawn to are those intimate dinners that they invite 50 of maybe their top like creators or influencers, and maybe some people that are big supporters of them. And that we've seen a ton of recently that I think is really driving and impacting the sales funnel a lot, because it creates that sense, you know, we throw it out there all the time, that sense of FOMO too. Like, you want to be a part of that. Yeah. So that's been an interesting, I would say, like, new addition to more of your like standard events and moments that we typically see with sales and marketing.
We saw that recently with one of our big e-commerce clients. They invited just like a dinner of maybe 50 small businesses to find out what they want to do on online advertising, because that's
exactly
promoting. And I thought, that's interesting. Just 50. I think it was even less than 50.
Yep.
And so that kind of dovetails into what we were talking about with the experiential marketing. Smaller, you mentioned the pop-up events earlier before we went live. And tell us a little bit about the pop-up events.
Yeah, seeing a ton of those. I think if you're walking the streets of New York City, LA, Chicago, like any major city, and honestly, not major cities, like small towns and areas as well, like, you are seeing these brands show up at every touch point. So you're seeing things like your coffee trucks, where maybe they're giving out like a F&B, and then they're also giving out a product or a discount code. A lot of times these pop-ups are occurring, of course, in high foot traffic areas, but also relevant to like where, for example, if it's a brand that is at Sephora, let's throw it out there, they'd probably pop up very close in walking distance to a Sephora. So you're getting that engagement with the community and directly driving them to the store to purchase whatever the item is. Yeah. So it's, and they build a lot of hype. I think we live in the world of social media and digital engagement, and we're on our phones constantly. Mm-hmm. These events are all over the place, all over influencers, creators, pages. You're seeing them in the press, like everything. So I think social media is certainly, on the digital side, is something that helps to promote brand activations in a way that I think if this had been happening 20 years ago, you probably wouldn't see the same return, I would say, in brand activations and pop-ups. But because there is that social media and that added digital element to the physical events, I think the drive and awareness has increased just a ton. And people are very attracted to them and to those moments.
Well, that kind of fits in, because I think the latest study I read is that 70% of B2B buying now is by millennials.
Yep, that tracks.
And they're going to be into that. right?
Yes,
So.
100%. Yeah, it's very much that sense of being a part of the brand, feeling a part of a brand, like that community, and getting just a, I think, like a tangible experience as well that goes with an actual product. Yeah.
Considering we went through 2 years of COVID, I'm really glad to hear
Yes.
that.
Yeah. People are ready to be out there and
Yeah.
having fun and,
Took a
you
little
know,
while.
in
It
real
took a little
life.
while. There was a little bit of a lag,
It
and
took us
then
a while.
I think you
Oh,
saw
yeah.
it pick up. Yeah, so.
Yeah, we've, I'd say the past, like this year and last year, I think have been our biggest years since the pandemic, to be
Right.
honest. So to your note, it took a while. It took a
Yeah.
while for people to figure out what worked and what they're comfortable with and all of that. But I'm of course very grateful that we're back to being able to experience all of this.
So when clients come to you for event production, how often are those events coordinated with digital marketing? I mean, we're just talking about social media, and where do you see the strongest synergy between the two?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, like I was just saying, even on the social media side, I think a lot of our events, I would say majority, do go hand in hand with digital marketing efforts. So I think sometimes we'll see it in a sense where they are pre-promoting an event to drive awareness and to drive attendees to whether it's a conference that people are trying to get, that brands are trying to get people to sign up for, or it's a brand activation, as we were just saying, and they're trying to drive people to go to the location and experience the activation. I would say also something we've seen recently, and I just saw it at a trade show, is that last week was digital marketing occurring during the event as well. So the example from the event I was at last week, it was a giant trade show in Denver, Colorado, and we were there with an incredible client of ours. And it was interesting because we had physical spaces within the trade show, of course, but then throughout Denver and throughout the city, there was billboard here with promoting going to the show, and not even sometimes promoting going to the show, actually just like an advertising, like literally just a digital ad on billboards. There was also in the physical space, there were restaurants, and on the outside part of a restaurant, there's like banners, and that's promoting the brand as well. So it's interesting because I think more recently we've been seeing the digital go hand in hand with the physical event in itself. So that was literally something just last week that we experienced. And I think it really helps to add that extra like awareness and return.
Do you and your team coordinate with the digital group, or you just know that it's happening?
Yeah, so we do typically how it works with our clients is they'll buy for the media spaces, they'll handle that part. But we actually do in-house at our team, we do have capabilities to actually design the digital graphics, whether it's, you know, still or motion graphics. It depends. Sometimes the clients handle it in-house themselves, other times our creative team supports on that. Yeah.
It's a new world, because I can remember it was just. You showed up to the
And
event,
that was it. Yep. Now there's so many touch points. You've got the touch points leading up to the event, the
Yeah.
touch points at the event, post-event. Like
I think it's
it's constant. It's great. Oh,
yeah.
it's great. We love it. Yeah.
So can events, in your opinion, realistically serve as a call to action in today's digital campaigns, especially given how time-strapped and selective audiences are? Do you feel like they really move that needle in terms of producing the outcome like the companies maybe outline for themselves?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, and I was thinking of this question, like I think people are craving that sense of community and engaging with brands and also engaging with people of like similar interests. So I think like with the digital, kind of as we were just mentioning, the digital is going out to whomever their target audience is, and that in theory is connecting like-minded people together to then come to the physical space. So I think that like hand in hand, they do help with that call to action, and also driving the right people to the spaces with the right brands, and increasing again, it ties back to sales and their KPIs that they want to hit. But I do think it all goes hand in hand from our experience for sure.
And do the clients share that with you, that when they feel like the event has moved the needle that way? Do they share
Yeah.
back end statistics with you? Yeah.
100%. And sometimes we're actually part of, we're providing the statistics for the client
Okay.
too. And so sometimes that is part of our scope, where we're, whether it's tracking like anything from, let's see, we did a rideshare operation at this event last week, and we're tracking the number of cars and people that are getting picked up and dropped off, whether we're tracking registration count, swag handouts, even demo stations can have that, like QR codes. There's so many ways to track like engagement and return on the engagement. We're typically part of that process. A lot of clients, of course, also have like their own internal process, whether that's through like Salesforce, a platform such as that. But we are typically a part of it in some way.
Well, and I think that's great because the C-suite is definitely demanding more of a identification of the return on investment. And then that allows you to say, okay, this is working.
100%.
Let's do it again. Right.
100%. Especially when clients are putting together their marketing budgets for the year, they're looking at, okay, like what way, which direction do we want to go? How much do we want to invest across these different areas? We certainly try to support our clients in any way that we can, whether it is gathering like the data or even research sometimes we do for our client. We definitely want to help out there so that we, of course, can continue to build and produce the events we love
That's
to do
right.
as well.
Keep
So it's a win-win.
repeating the win-win, right?
Exactly.
So we all know audience building is a long game. So how do you advise clients to use events not just for a one-time, we were just touched on this, splash, as part of a sustained strategy to grow and engage their audience? Is that based basically on the outcomes, or is that pretty much how they did make the decision, or are there other factors involved?
I think the sustained strategy is what we were just talking about, where it's like a lot of times we'll see it start with a digital, like digital marketing and like a moment to prevent, like whether it's, let's just say it's like a new product that a brand is coming out with, and they'll promote that digitally on their platform, give that sneak peek, and then they'll do like an activation moment, they'll do a pop-up, and then they'll finish with that more like intimate, like dinner moment that we were talking about. And so I think like it's no longer, I think one thing that has changed is in the past, a lot of people would do, okay, we're just going to do this one event, or we're just going to show up at this one trade show. And now it's actually very much like connecting all the dots, and ensuring like the return is going to be successful in what they're looking for. Because there's so many different ways that you can approach it. And I think a lot of clients, like what we were just saying, like with their marketing budgets, they have to be strategic on where they want to invest and what they want to be a part of. But I think on the event side and on the audience building side, it's definitely having those various touch points in different formats and in different ways, whether that's digital, physical, find.
Do you assist in targeting for the audiences, or do they manage that their own, the clients, or both?
Great question. So typically clients come to us and we'll say, here's our target audience. What do you think? And they'll typically have an idea and a target audience. And then we'll come back to them and say, we've seen like this form of engagement has been really strong. Maybe this is a space like to show up at one of the large events, like a South by Southwest or a CES or Comic Con, or like those larger events, like might be a place where your target audience is going to be and expects to see you there. But then instead of just doing an event at South by Southwest, let's also make sure we have this like pop-up activation like the next weekend or something like that. It's typically they provide who their target audience is, and then we provide those suggestions, ideas, concepts on how to best reach that target audience.
Based on probably a number of factors, right? Demographic, firmographics of the company, the titles, the functional titles of who the audience are.
100%.
Yeah, you're gonna approach the C-suite way different than you're gonna approach a director level person, right?
100%. And we're typically like our clients who we work with are typically the in-house marketing or in-house event team. So they're the ones, sort of what you were, they're the ones who they love the ideas, they see the value, and they see the return. And it's how they sell it to their leadership team. It's interesting. We have a lot of conversations like that with our clients on, okay, what is your leadership team looking for? What's important to them? What can we help with? Because again, like it's super important to us that we're supporting them with those internal conversations.
I am, because there's somebody up there that wants to know, what am I, if I spend this, what do I get out of it?
Exactly.
Somebody
You've
within
got to
that
see the return.
organization cares, right?
Oh, there's always got to be a return on investment. So,
The days of just throwing money around, I think, have definitely slowed down.
yes, definitely slowed down.
So, Katie, what's your take on integrating pre-event and post-event digital content, like email, nurture, retargeting, or social media to extend the life cycle and impact of a single event that you would put on?
100%. I think if done, it has that big impact. I think that's something in all these questions and conversation we've been having is like a through line. Like I think the digital and physical need to go together. So I think like examples of how we've seen that work is, for example, we produce a lot of conferences. For conferences, like your attendees are expecting to receive pre-email communication. They're expecting to receive all the details. And that's obviously all digital. They're expecting to see that. They're expecting to get on time. They're expecting all their questions to be answered before they even walk through the door, so that when they do walk through the door, they feel fully prepared. They know what the day is going to look like. They know what they need to wear, what the food is going to be, you name it, all the sessions, like everything. So I think that pre part is extremely important in setting up your attendees for success, because if people are feeling confident in the space that they're walking into, that means their experience within the space is just going to be that much better, right? So I think that's huge. And then post event, attendees do love to see recap, whether that's photos or sometimes
Yes,
at a
I do.
conference. Exactly. Like sometimes at a conference, we're even recording sessions. Maybe you didn't get to see this session because you were at the other session and you want to be able to watch it. Like we do a ton of things like that with like links, references, et cetera, so that people have all that information post event. And then I will say it sounds a little outdated, but it's still super relevant. Sometimes those post event surveys honestly can go a long way. And people, you'd be surprised, but people take the time to fill them out and people enjoy them. And especially those people who are coming year after year and are receiving, kind of like having great engagement with the event and everything. Sometimes they have really great recommendations or feedback. So you'd be surprised. It sounds like such an outdated thing for a post-event engagement, but it certainly is something that still happens and makes a difference.
How their voice gets heard. And for me as a marketer, I typically fill them out because I think it's
Of
important
course.
that they get the feedback of how it was perceived.
Yep.
I really get that. I think we went to a conference last year in LA and they had all the pictures of they took pictures of us and my team and we put them out on
Love
social
that.
media thing, and that actually extends their brand too, doing that,
Exactly.
right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
100%. Yep,
So
that's a great point.
what this is a not a typical question I ask, but what is your advice if somebody's seeking out an event planner such as this expertise that you have that's phenomenal? What do you think they should look for when they're seeking someone out that they want to invest their dollars with to manage their event? What would you recommend?
That's a great question. And it's a tough question because there are so many incredible agencies out here. Obviously, we're at Moon Lab, and I, of course, am biased and believe that we are the best team.
Of course.
But I do have friends that work with other agencies, and they are also incredible at what they do. I think with something as intimate and logistical heavy and just attention to detail like that events have, I think really looking for a partner that understands your brand is huge. That's something we do at Moon Lab. We go honestly above and beyond to research the brands that we're working with, understand their brand toolkit, understand what new products they've come out with, what their history is, because we really want to become an extension of our clients' team. So looking for that is huge and super important. And also looking for a team, it sounds so simple, but people that you like to talk
I have
to
to say,
and
you
that you
resonate with who you
exactly
resonate
that
with.
you resonate with, because there's different teams and different structures, and each agency is different in what they specialize in or what they handle in-house versus outsource, and all of that is going to be different. But I think when you're planning an event, you're spending so much time with these people, both virtually and then of course on site at the event. And it's so important to just be partnering with them, with a team that really resonates to your note with your both your brand, your team, and all of that goes with it.
And that you have the confidence in. So,
Yes,
yeah.
absolutely. Yep, you gotta trust them beyond for sure.
And you have
Oh.
great energy to develop these events. So I'm sure your
Thank you.
clients are very thrilled with the outcomes that they get in working with you. So if somebody wanted to touch base with you to find out a little bit about how they could do a pop-up event or whatever kind of event they're trying to do, how would they get a hold of you, Miss Katie?
Yes, great question. Easy. Moonlabproductions.com is our website. Our email is up there. It's info@moonlabproductions. We also have a little form that you can hand out. Also follow us, of course, on Instagram, LinkedIn, all Moonlab Productions. But yeah, we're always here, and we have, as I said, I'm biased, but an incredible group of humans that bring these magical moments to life. Yeah, please get in touch.
You lead the team. So
We do. Yes, me and a few others. It's never a solo job,
good
you
to
let
have
me
you.
know.
I actually learned a lot
Thank
about it
you.
because we don't specialize in events at all. So we're more data and audience driven. So I learned a lot. So I appreciate your time and thank you
Cool.
for joining.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Paula. Appreciate it.
Hi, I'm Paula Keoki, and thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, share it on social media, and don't forget to rate or review the podcast wherever you listen. Your feedback helps us grow and inspire others. If you're a successful business leader or marketing professional with insights to share, we'd love to feature you as a guest. Visit outwardmedia.com/podcast to learn more. Make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and connect with us on social media to join the conversation. Visit outwardmedia.com to explore how we can help take your strategic audience building to the next level. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.